Report: Hunter Biden's art dealer sued for fraud and breach of contract. By Wendell Hasebo on July 22, 2021. Hunter Biden's art dealer, Georges Burgess, was reportedly sued for fraud and breach of contract in 2016 by an investor in his gallery. The lawsuit alleged that Ingrid Arenberg, an artist herself, had invested $500,000 for the purpose of gallery expansion and that Burgess deposited it in his personal bank account to cover expenses, CBS News reported Wednesday. Burgess countersued for $4.5 million, claiming, among other things, defamation and breach of fiduciary duty. The two settled in 2018 and terms were not disclosed. But that is not the only incident in which Hunter Biden's art dealer has been involved. Burgess filed for personal bankruptcy in 1998, and his creditors included credit card companies, a bank, a jeweler and furniture retailer Pier 1 Imports, according to federal court records. Bankruptcy proceedings ended 3 months later, according to the report. Also, Burgess was arrested in California months before filing for bankruptcy and was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and terrorist threats, according to public records from the Santa Cruz Police Department. The police department provided a report to CBS News in which is described police officers responding to a report of a fight inside the residence involving one suspect with a knife. No injuries reported. Georges Burgess Gallery spokeswoman Robin Davis told CBS News Burgess got into an altercation with a roommate. Court records indicate Burgess was sentenced to 3 years probation, but Davis said the felony charges were knocked down to misdemeanors and eventually dismissed, CBS News reported. Santa Cruz County officials declined to clarify the outcome of the case. Burgess never served probation, Davis said, downplaying the incident. The incidents of Hunter Biden's art dealer are relevant because the two art shows that Burgess will throw for Hunter in New York City and Los Angeles rely on Burgess' character. The Washington Post reported Burgess agreed to reject any offer for Hunter's artwork from anonymous buyers that he deems suspicious or that comes in over the asking price, according to people familiar with the agreement. Also according to the article, Burgess will set the prices for the artwork and withhold all records, including potential bidders and final buyers. Everyone will be vetted, so, whomever is appropriate will be attending. David explained about the concern of who might buy the novice's artwork during events in which Biden will not discuss potential purchases, prices, or anything related to the selling of artwork, according to a source familiar with the matter. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed July 10 that Hunter Biden has the right to pursue an artistic career by selling artwork to an anonymous buyer for as much as $500,000, despite concerns that Hunter Biden is still invested in CCP, Chinese Communist Party-linked firms. But Hunter Biden will presumably socialize with potential buyers, which is seemingly at odds with an agreement struck with the gallery owner that aims to keep buyers' identity secret from Biden, President Biden, the White House, and the public. He really wants to help Hunter and for people to recognize his talent, Davis claimed of Burgess. So you know, I think it's all on the up and up. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer, however, explained the art extravaganza is an utterly absurd situation. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, he told Breitbart News. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them. Adding to the newly reported background of Burgess, Breitbart News reported July 8 that Burgess has links to China. Burgess is holding an art exhibition in the fall, where Hunter's art is expected to sell anywhere from $75,000 to $500,000. The entire venture has prompted ethics concerns, particularly given Hunter's past work as his father served as vice president, striking deals with Chinese officials and raking in tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, despite having no experience in the energy sector. His father would later brag about threatening to withhold aid from Ukraine unless officials fired the prosecutor conducting a corruption investigation into Burisma. But instead of making the transactions more transparent and open, the White House is hoping to strike a deal to make buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork, which is expected to sell for up to $500,000, Anonymous. Despite President Joe Biden's son's new scandalous venture, Hunter Biden told ArtNet, "My dad loves everything that I do, and so I'll leave it at that."